On the Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. J.D. Salinger, whose full name is Jerome David Salinger, was an American author best known for his novel The Catcher in the Rye. Born on January 1, 1919, in New York City, Salinger's most famous work was published in 1951 and has since become a classic of modern American literature. After the success of The Catcher in the Rye, Salinger became quite reclusive and withdrew from public life. He continued to write, but he published very little. Some of his other notable works include the novellas Franny and Zoe, as well as a collection of short stories titled Nine Stories. Salinger's reclusive behavior led to much speculation about his life and work, and he rarely gave interviews or made public appearances. He passed away on January 27, 2010, at the age of 91. Despite his limited body of published work, J.D. Salinger's impact on literature and culture remains significant, with The Catcher in the Rye continuing to be widely studied and appreciated for its insights into the human experience. In this article, we shall discuss his most famous work, The Catcher in the Rye, with the help of a few questions. Question 1. What is The Catcher in the Rye? The Catcher in the Rye is a novel written by J.D. Salinger, first published in 1951. The book is considered a classic of modern American literature and is often studied in schools and universities. It tells the story of Holden Caulfield, a teenage protagonist who is navigating the complexities of adolescence, society, and personal identity. The novel is known for its first-person narrative style, with Holden Caulfield serving as both the protagonist and the narrator. The story is set in the 1950s and takes place over a few days, following Holden's experiences after he is expelled from an elite preparatory school just before the Christmas holidays. Holden is a deeply troubled and alienated character who often feels disconnected from the world around him. He is critical of what he sees as the phoniness and superficiality of the adult world. Throughout the novel, he struggles with his relationships, his own sense of identity, and his inability to connect with others. The title of the novel comes from a misinterpretation of the Robert Burns poem Comin' Through the Rye. In the poem, the speaker imagines himself as a protector of children, preventing them from falling off a cliff while they play in a field of rye. This metaphor resonates with Holden's desire to preserve the innocence and purity of childhood in a world he sees as corrupt and tainted. The Catcher in the Rye is celebrated for its authentic portrayal of teenage emotions and challenges. It has sparked discussions about themes such as alienation, rebellion, identity, and the loss of innocence. The novel's enduring popularity and impact on literature have made it a significant work in the canon of American literature. Question 2. What inspired J.D. Salinger to write the book? J.D. Salinger's inspiration for writing The Catcher in the Rye is thought to have come from a combination of his personal experiences, observations of society, and his own views on the challenges of growing up and finding one's identity. While Salinger never explicitly discussed the exact inspiration behind the novel, several factors likely influenced his writing. Salinger himself attended a number of prep schools and struggled with the transition to adulthood. He was known to be a recluse and had a somewhat troubled relationship with the world around him. It's believed that elements of his own experiences and emotions are reflected in Holden Caulfield's character and the themes explored in the novel. The 1950s, when the novel was written, was a period of post-World War II conformity and consumerism in the United States. Salinger may have been critical of the societal pressure to conform and the perceived phoniness of the adult world. Holden's rebellion against this conformity and his search for authenticity could be seen as a reflection of Salinger's own sentiments. The idea of the loss of innocence is a prominent theme in the novel. This theme could have been influenced by Salinger's experiences serving in World War II and witnessing the horrors of war. The desire to protect the innocence of childhood, as depicted in the novel's title, may have been a response to the traumatic events of the war. Salinger had the ability to observe and empathize with the thoughts and behaviors of young people. He may have drawn inspiration from interactions with young individuals, understanding their struggles, fears, and aspirations. Salinger was known to be well-read and may have been influenced by various literary works and philosophical ideas. The existentialist themes of questioning one's place in the world and seeking meaning could be reflected in Holden's existential crisis. While the exact sources of inspiration are not definitively known, it's likely that a combination of Salinger's personal experiences, societal observations, and his own philosophical and literary interests contributed to the creation of The Catcher in the Rye. The novel's enduring appeal suggests that its themes and characters continue to resonate with readers across generations. Question 3. Who are the primary characters of the book? The Catcher in the Rye primarily revolves around the experiences and perspective of its protagonist, Holden Caulfield. Throughout the novel, Holden encounters various people who play significant roles in his journey. Some of the primary characters include Holden Caulfield, the novel's central character and narrator. Holden Caulfield is a 16-year-old teenager who has been expelled from an elite preparatory school. He is intelligent and perceptive but also deeply troubled and alienated. Holden is critical of the adult world, often seeing it as phony and inauthentic. He struggles with his emotions, identity, and the loss of his younger brother, Ali. His quest for authenticity and his fear of growing up are central themes of the story. Phoebe Caulfield. Phoebe is Holden's 10-year-old sister. She is one of the few people in Holden's life with whom he feels a genuine connection. Phoebe is portrayed as intelligent, caring, and insightful beyond her years. Her innocence and wisdom serve as a stark contrast to the adult world that Holden finds disappointing. Ali Caulfield. Ali is Holden's younger brother who passed away from leukemia. Holden has a deep emotional attachment to Ali, and his death has left a lasting impact on Holden's view of the world. Ali is remembered as a creative and pure-hearted individual. Jane Gallagher. Jane is a girl Holden used to know and care for. He remembers her fondly as someone he connected with on an emotional level, but their relationship was never fully realized. Jane's memory represents Holden's desire for genuine connections and his struggle to find them in a superficial world. Mr. Antolini. Mr. Antolini is one of Holden's former teachers. He is a mentor figure who shows genuine concern for Holden's well-being. However, Holden's perception of Mr. Antolini becomes complicated due to a disturbing incident that leaves him questioning people's motives and intentions. Ackley is Holden's dormitory neighbor at Pensy Prep. He is depicted as socially awkward and often irritates Holden with his habits and hygiene. Despite their strained interactions, Ackley is one of the few characters who genuinely interacts with Holden on a regular basis. Stradlatter is Holden's roommate at Pensy Prep. He is portrayed as self-centered and shallow, with a cavalier attitude toward women. Holden becomes increasingly frustrated with Stradlatter's behavior, which contributes to his growing sense of alienation. These are some of the key characters in The Catcher in the Rye. The interactions between Holden and these characters help shape the novel's themes and provide insights into his inner struggles and worldview. Question 4. What is the style in which The Catcher in the Rye is written? The Catcher in the Rye is written in a distinctive first-person narrative style, with the protagonist, Holden Caulfield, serving as both the central character and the narrator. This narrative approach provides readers with direct insight into Holden's thoughts, emotions, and perceptions. The narrative often follows the stream of consciousness technique, where the reader is presented with Holden's unfiltered thoughts as they flow through his mind. This allows readers to experience his inner monologue and gain a deep understanding of his emotions, anxieties, and reflections. Holden's narration has a conversational and informal tone as if he is speaking directly to the reader. He frequently addresses the audience, using phrases like "you know" or "if you really want to hear about it." Salinger masterfully captures the voice of a teenage boy in the 1950s, complete with slang, colloquialisms, and informal language. This authenticity contributes to the novel's realism and makes Holden's character more relatable to readers. Holden often goes off on tangents or digressions, reflecting his scattered and sometimes distracted state of mind. These tangents provide insight into his personality, his views on the world, and his emotional responses to various situations. Throughout the novel, Holden repeats certain phrases and thoughts, emphasizing his preoccupations and concerns. This repetition reinforces the idea of his mental state and his fixation on certain themes. Holden engages in deep introspection and self-reflection, analyzing his own behaviors, motivations, and the world around him. This self-analysis is a prominent feature of the narrative style. The narrative is filled with emotional intensity, capturing Holden's highs and lows as he navigates his feelings of alienation, anger, confusion, and occasional moments of hope. Holden's emotional turmoil and biases make him an unreliable narrator at times. He may not always provide a completely accurate or objective account of events, reflecting his subjective perspective. The narrative style of The Catcher in the Rye allows readers to delve deeply into Holden's psyche and experience the world through his unique and troubled perspective. The use of first-person narration creates a sense of intimacy and empathy, drawing readers into Holden's struggles and making his story more impactful. Question 5. What is the significance and legacy of The Catcher in the Rye? The Catcher in the Rye holds significant cultural and literary importance, and its legacy continues to resonate decades after its publication. The novel is celebrated for its honest and raw portrayal of the challenges and emotions faced by adolescents. It addresses themes of alienation, identity, rebellion, and the transition to adulthood in a way that many readers, both young and old, can relate to. The Catcher in the Rye is often regarded as a pioneering work in the genre of young adult literature. Its authentic depiction of teenage emotions and struggles paved the way for later authors to explore similar themes, contributing to the development of the young adult literary genre. The novel has become a cultural touchstone, with its phrases, symbols, and themes deeply embedded in popular culture. References to the book can be found in movies, music, television, and other forms of media, demonstrating its lasting impact on society. The novel has faced both praise and controversy. Its themes of rebellion, profanity, and discussions of sensitive topics have led to attempts to ban the book from school curricula and libraries. This controversy highlights its ability to provoke discussions about censorship and the boundaries of literature. J.D. Salinger's writing style, characterized by its first-person narrative and authentic voice, has influenced subsequent authors. His use of stream-of-consciousness and informal language has left a mark on literary techniques. Holden Caulfield has become an iconic literary character, symbolizing youthful discontent, rebellion, and the quest for authenticity. His voice and struggles have resonated with generations of readers. The novel critiques the superficiality, hypocrisy, and conformity of post-World War II society, reflecting the disillusionment felt by many during that era. Holden's emotional struggles and psychological turmoil have been studied and analyzed by psychologists and psychiatrists. The term Holden-Caulfield syndrome has even been used to describe certain behaviors and attitudes observed in adolescence. The Catcher in the Rye remains a staple in literature classrooms, sparking discussions and analysis on its themes, symbolism, narrative style, and characters. It has been studied from various literary, psychological, and sociological angles. While Salinger became known for his reclusive behavior and limited publication after the success of this novel, his impact on literature and culture remains profound. His exploration of the human condition continues to inspire writers and readers alike. The Catcher in the Rye is significant for its exploration of adolescence, its cultural influence, its impact on literature, and its lasting legacy in discussions of identity, authenticity, and the complexities of growing up in a changing world.